Man, Cleveland hates Deshaun Watson, dude.
They do. But here.
Is there any coming back? Like, what if he
no.
goes
no.
four touchdowns?
No. Week no. One? Here's why. This has been building for 4 years.
Yikes.
And then the first time you think there's any chance of hope of him being healthy enough to play, he opens his mouth.
Yeah.
And so.
Really bad at talking.
No, there is no coming back. Now, I will say this. The other thing is that you have Shador, who seems to be improving
mm-hmm.
and getting better. I don't necessarily know if he's ready. And I think that they'll run Watson out there and just let him take that abuse just to give Shador more of an opportunity to improve.
The headlines, those are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, you go to the beach for a little Solcito, and when you want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. The Marlins, back at it. Coming up tonight against the Boston Red Sox at 6:40. You got that right here on WQAM. Tyler Phillips on the hill for the fish as they will try and even up the series. Tough loss last night. Really, really sucked. Felt like they put themselves in position and then weren't able to hold on to the lead. And that was rough.
Very rough.
Very rough. The Heat, they're going to introduce Klay Thompson today at 3 o'clock. You'll be able to hear that right here on WQAM. If you want to watch it, it'll be on the Heat's YouTube page. Dolphins had practice today. Apparently a rough day for the offense. The big health news out of today, Trey Moore, rookie out of Texas, he had surgery. And Jeff Hafley says he's got a bit of a long-term injury. Not necessarily ruled out for the season, but it's going to be a while. Kenneth Grant, he remains week to week. He's not playing this week. Doesn't seem like it's good for next week. And Jeff Hafley said there's concern of him even being available for the opener.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Sealer, he says, is chomping at the bit to return. So he seems close. And Chris Bell, he's been out there active. Did some work today on the side, but apparently could participate in the preseason finale on Friday. He also said that the QB2 battle remains undecided between Quinn Ewers and Cam Miller.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Hmm? Who cares?
All right.
I'm with
like,
you.
We're talking about a battle for backup quarterback when...
The battle is on.
Right.
For QB2.
To the guy who's not going to play, hopefully.
Yep.
No. No, thank you.
What are they going to do? I wonder if any of those Cleveland guys shake loose. I wonder if the Dolphins will pick them up. Obviously not Deshaun Watson, but like Dylan Gabriel, they're going to keep him on the 53. Didn't they get that kid from Arkansas, too? Taylen Green? They keeping all those guys again? They love keeping quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, they have no choice. They don't. One hasn't stood out. I get frustrated myself with fans at times. When somebody gets drafted in the fifth round, they're basically saying, yeah, we don't have any faith in them. Right? We don't know if this skill set's going to translate. Maybe we can develop him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we see something, you know. Maybe we missing something, right? But he seems like he's done enough good in college that he wants a little looky-loo. And then when a guy doesn't play, like everybody's like saying, why isn't Shador playing? Well, let's be clear. You have now heard the same things from two different coaches, right? Stefanski said it last year. I mean, Shador didn't do himself any favors because he basically said it too. And now the new coach is kind of leading into that, Monken. And that is, Shador has to do a better job of getting everything organized and to the line of scrimmage before the play starts. He struggles with that for whatever reason. That means getting a play, getting him in the right call, and all those things. If you've never done it, it doesn't matter. It's going to take some time. For people to say, oh, then why can't we just say, like, there's other things besides the you know, completion percentage. But that's all people see.
Yeah.
And Shador has it. How do you treat a guy that comes into your organization and says himself, I've never had to read a defense.
Well, I mean, he didn't. He just basically,
get free
willy-nilly, throw it to Travis Hunter. That was the game plan.
But I know that. But guess what?
Great game plan.
It was a good game plan.
But guess what?
It was fun.
Can you understand that he's got a lot to learn?
Sure.
Okay. Like, everybody getting caught up in, I've seen him make great plays. Yeah, okay.
It's just the other guy's just so damaged good.
Right. But you still have to be patient with it, right? I love the way Shador has progressed from a guy that never, that wasn't reading deep. Now he's throwing the ball in the right spots. Now he's got to get the organizational skills of it, getting the play called, getting to the line of scrimmage, being able to make checks, and things like that. Those are the things complete his development.
You want some more details on this Jed York thing?
Let's go.
Yes.
York, this is from the New York Post. York messaged a female and advised him that his name was Joe and he would like to visit with the female. Later that day, York allegedly reached out again. He advised that he was just checking in to see if the female was available. When both messages went unanswered, he reached out again at 9:11 a.m. He asked if she was free and that he could come see her. He allegedly said that he was coming from Boardman, Ohio, about 25 minutes away, and he wanted to shoot him the address. He then, according to the report, asked her, how much for an hour? He was advised that the full service was
$160. $160. Wow. Cheapskies.
He said that $160 works for him, and he was on the way. He had the $160 exactly.
Wait. Question. What kind of car was he driving?
York was driving an Avis rental car at the time of arrest.
All right.
You think he's driving what, in a Continental T?
If he's showing up to a trailer park.
He's not showing up as Jed York the billionaire. He's showing up as Jed York the horny billionaire, the horny guy. Not a billionaire. All right. Just
I
horny
got
man.
You. I got you.
So, yeah.
I got you. All right.
That's his kink. That's it.
All right.
He was given a bogus lot number. That's why I went to the trailer park for the sting.
All right.
That's what happened.
All right, got you.
Yeah. Riveting.
Tough offseason for the Niners.
I would say.
You saw the meme?
No.
Shanahan, I got the keys. The offensive line coach.
I did see this. Somebody,
I got the bag.
Saw somebody had. Oh my god!
And then Jed York goes, "I got the garden tools."
I saw that. Somebody put the electrical substation behind the trailer park.
Oh my goodness!
I got the bag. I got the keys, and I got the garden tools.
Leroy, please. Can we get one more weather update, please? Brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Protect your home before the next storm. Get your free roof and window estimate. Call 954-968-8155.
It is kind of, I mean, would you consider this overcast? It's not cloudy, it's like kind of overcast. It's not really, but I'm looking out west. Can you look out west?
Yep. You can see those clouds is looking a little ominous out there.
Ominous, Chip.
The winds are coming off the water at about, looks like 10 to 15 miles an hour. It's got to be around 90 degrees, and I would expect, again, out west, that at some point in the next 3 hours is going to pour.
All right. He's a golfer, ladies and gentlemen. He's a golfer. Crazy. Unbelievable. So, Marlins will be back at it tonight, and then the Dolphins, they got coming up on Friday, their preseason finale with maybe Tua coming into town.
Oh, look
we'll
at
see.
That.
What's up?
We got all the things that the cameras on the wall was supposed to do, Jennifer does.
You're
pushes
welcome.
The camera.
You're
yeah,
welcome.
She goes. She takes care of it.
Now we have new cameras that are just lit up, but they also are just.
Oh, these are new?
Yeah, they are
oh,
new.
Oh, they finally got switched.
They are new. They got lights and everything, and I think they work, but I don't know.
Yeah, this one was following me the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't like it.
You didn't like it? Why?
Because.
Suspicious, dude. Who wants the camera following them?
Exactly.
Wait, the camera just follows you?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Yeah.
What's this camera doing? Here?
Somebody in the back. Somebody in the back.
What you looking at?
Yeah, I'm talking about in the back. Got the video and like, yeah.
No, I think it's over here.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this. Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQM.
Thicker thighs.
Thicker thighs?
No, that's what he says.
Did you just hear thicker thighs? I thought he said thicker thighs.
I was just waiting. Jesus. I always wanted to come along.
Because I've heard thick thighs save lives, but I've never heard of thicker thighs.
No, we listen to the song.
This is the instrumental. You know.
But listen to the song.
I'm going to read the lyrics of the song on Rap Genius, and I'm going to come back.
I thought you were doing that. I thought you were doing that. That rock song.
What did you say,
dude?
Hey, man. Hey.
Oh my God.
Trying to convince my wife to let me get a chameleon.
A chameleon.
Yeah. So I'm watching this documentary. It's on HBO Max right now. I think it's called Monsters of God. And it's from the guy who made Tiger King.
Of course it is.
And I think he was actually making this documentary before he stumbled upon Tiger King. Because Where do you think an animal documentary takes place?
Florida.
Exactly. Right down here. Right. And so it's basically talking about how the animal trade got big down here, especially the reptile one. And I was like, those chameleons look pretty cool. I think I want one of those. And then on my algorithm, now it's all just chameleon stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, I think I want to go to a reptile show and get a chameleon. It'd be really cool. They're so cool. There's so many colors. And the thing is, I got to feed them live animals, caterpillars or crickets or roaches. And I'm just like, I don't know. Mrs. Tobin's not happy about this. She doesn't want any more critters in the house. And especially, she doesn't like the iguanas. She doesn't like, we remember what she was like with the iguanas. She was pissed off about it.
Yeah.
So the idea that I'm going to bring in a chameleon into the house, she's not happy about that at all.
It's just a small lizard.
Yeah, well, I don't want a small one. I want a panther chameleon.
What's a panther chameleon? How big is it?
Big enough to be called a panther chameleon.
Why are you so extra?
Well, what's the problem?
There you go. That's the word.
Why am I extra?
You're so extra.
Extra.
You don't just want the bare minimum. You want it all. A panther.
Before we go extra.
Yeah. Oh, digga da.
It's digga da, digga da, digga da.
You're something, dude.
Said thick thighs. I swear to God, he said thick thighs.
He said
thick thighs.
Doesn't he say that? And then
no, he says digga da. But you said thick thighs.
Yeah.
Minus one.
Because he says thick thighs, right?
No.
No, he does.
No.
He does. There's a part of the song where he talks about the girl's thick thighs.
I think you're thinking about thick thighs.
No, I'm not.
All right. You sure?
Go reread the lyrics.
He just did.
I am.
No, he read that part, but understand.
So you want us to just go over the entire lyrics of the song to find thick thighs.
He'll see it. He'll talk about thick thighs.
Hmm.
So that's why I thought he was like.
But not the lead.
No, but the part that he's talking about.
No, the part that he's talking about is right. But I'm saying I always thought it was thicker thighs because he was talking about a thigh.
So the entire song is just. Thick thighs?
No,
he's just talking about the love he's never felt before.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden there's a part where he goes, digga-da, 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 digga-da. I tell you the rest when I see you. Peace, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm reading the lyrics trying to find thick thigh. I don't even see a thigh.
Do you want me to look up the most famous songs about thick thighs?
No.
Maybe there's another song you're thinking about.
You won't be able to read the lyrics. Because... Yeah.
What? He's not tangible?
Huh? No, because it ain't. The songs that's going to talk about thick thighs ain't going to be readable.
Let's see. 5 songs that celebrate thick thighs.
Hey, now.
How about that?
Yeah.
ZZ Top got to be one of them, right?
According to thighsociety.com.
How did we get here?
You!
No!
You!
How did we get here?
That's you, Leroy. You brought us here.
Can we just move on? Why do we all of a sudden we have to research?
Number one, Body by Megan Thee Stallion.
You see? And I was wrong. So I was wrong, right? I was wrong earlier. Thank you.
Thick Thighs by Priscilla Block. Tangible country singer.
Wow. Priscilla, I'll kind of threw it away.
I don't need 15% off Thigh Society, thank you. Put your coupon away. What does that even mean?
What? I don't.
South of the Border by Ed Sheeran.
Wow.
Featuring Camila Cabello.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Camila. She's one of the five.
Fifth Harmony?
Fifth yeah. Harmony.
South of the Border celebrates curvaceous bodies and the allure of women with fuller figures. Number four, Anaconda by Nicki Minaj.
Treat it as the
no,
best.
No, I don't. Don't even read that. That's so hurtful.
And Be Honest by Georgia Smith.
I can hear what's not from here.
I figure it would include more tangibles.
Well,
yeah, I was wrong.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Point for Twitcher.
That's according to Thigh Society, though. That's just that's one writer. No, a credible writer because they write for Thigh Society.
How did that even come about? Like
this guy. How did it come about?
Not just that, but Thigh Society? Like, where did that even come from?
I looked up the most famous songs featuring thick thighs.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what their website. Let's see what else is on Thigh Society.
What is the origin story of this? It's crazy.
Nah, the 49er owner wasn't looking for thick thighs during the experience.
Is this how this whole conversation started?
It looks like it's,
no. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you how this conversation started.
He played a song.
I played a song, The Light. By Common, and I just played the instrumental.
Right.
You know how Leroy is when he hears good music that brings him back to a time. So he started singing. Someone. And then he goes and says, thicker thighs, thicker thighs, thicker thighs, thicker thighs. Now, me being a tangible who loves hip hop, I'm thinking to myself, I know this song very well. Nowhere in the song do I hear thicker thighs, thicker thighs, thicker thighs, thicker thighs.
You'd be a hell of a DJ.
He goes, no, Vlad, no. Remember, it says, thicker thighs, thicker thighs, thicker thighs, thicker thighs.
This is not the first time you've messed up lyrics.
So I look at Tobin. Tobin looks at me. I'm like, Tobin, there's nowhere that says thicker thighs, thicker thighs, thicker thighs, thicker thighs. I'm like, I'm going to go to Rap Genius and look at the lyrics. They start conversing. And then when I finally got a chance to say what the lyric says, it says digga da, digga da, digga da, digga da.
Are you crying?
Where does digga da and digga da, where's the convergence? I need to know.
He's embarrassed.
Mark Anthony, I need to
what
know.
What were you thinking about, huh?
I always thighs? Thought. Let me tell you, every time I heard that song, that's what I was singing.
Oh, Leroy. You're adorable.
Big South goes, the common song does not mention the word thick or thigh.
Nope.
Once.
It's just him. He's done this multiple times. He just thinks songs are songs and they're not.
You know what? I'm going to just say this. Next time, I'm going to sing to myself.
Sometimes, but this is the thing with you. You're like, you'll reference a song and you're like, oh, yeah, that's from scene D of Transformers.
I know.
And I'm like, what?
Crazy.
Yes. That's how I remember songs.
That commercial from Ford?
Yeah.
Was that song about thighs?
Yeah, no.
No, it was about a truck, dude. You all right?
Do you need some Kleenex?
Do you want to do a parody song about thick thighs?
No, I don't. No.
I think you should.
No, no, no.
You can turn it into thighsociety.com.
That'd do nothing but get my little wife mad because she's like, who are we talking about thick thighs?
Oh!
I ain't got no thick thighs. Like, so yeah, like, you don't go there. Mm-hmm. You don't go there.
Interesting.
Listen, all songs that you sing are like.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. All things that you like better be in line with the woman you with.
You're right.
Otherwise, there's going to be a problem.
You're right.
So you love Celine Dion.
That's a point.
Wait, why can't I go with, what's her name from,
that Avril did the Lavigne? Song?
Huh?
What, Avril Lavigne?
No, no, hey, no. Hey. That did the song with
Almost.
He's doing
I'm like a bird.
What's Nelly, Nelly Furtado?
Yeah. She's Canadian.
Like she is?
Yeah.
Is I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's Canadian?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Like,
wait, if you were talking about what you're talking about, she's the proper one.
Yeah. There you go.
Well.
See? 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 Like.
Frittata. Did you call her
He's hungry.
I would like a frittata.
He said Tobin is Nelly fortune cookie.
Almost. No. Let's talk a little Heat. It's Clay Day. Clay Thompson's getting introduced today at 3 o'clock. We'll talk about that signing from the Miami Heat with Locked On Heat's Wes Goldberg. He joins us next.